I'm not saying that there are no people with serious psychological problems. And I'm not saying that psychology does not have real effects. It does. That's why we actually want to engage with it. But the main effect of psychology has been to privatize problems. And I say privatize in the same way that we mean privatization in the economic realm. That is, problems that should be thought about collectively are now deemed to be the territory of the single individual. And that's what psychology has done. So many women are taught the secret or not so secret art of trying to catch the heart of a man who will not commit to them. And commitment phobia is in fact has taken the proportions of a moral panic all over the Western world. And commitment phobia is often associated with the pathological psyche of the man. And there is endless talk on how men are actually unable to attach themselves seriously to women, either for biological reasons or for psychological reasons. Well, I hope to have shown in this book that the problem of commitment phobia is a problem that derives from the transformation in the structure of choice, of how choice has changed from the 19th to the 20th century. And when we look at a lot of research in cognitive psychology that has been done on choice, we can see that when people have a lot of choice, in fact, it prevents them from making a decision. So this is really a book that is in close dialogue with many of the research done in decision making, but instead of being psychological, it is sociological, and it shows the impact of having a lot of choice and of changing the agencies or the institutions which are in charge of regulating the choice of a partner.